Former Congressman Lane Evans has died after a long fight with Parkinson's disease. Evans, for most of his career, represented Western Illinois, but later, due to some redistricting, he took in a portion of Central Illinois as well. Bill Wheelhouse was a Cub reporter back when Lane Evans first got started in Congress. He covered him throughout much of his time there. And Bill joins us now to talk a little bit more about the late Congressman Lane Evans. Bill, what stands out to you when you look back at his career?
Well, it is interesting. One thing was that while he won in an off-year presidential year, 1982, he easily won in against a stiff Republican challenger in a Republican landslide of 84, and he is a very liberal Democrat, was a very liberal Democrat. But it was that he was a liberal Democrat who had a big labor base in the Quad Cities in that early 80s around the Rust Belt and things like that. But as redistricting took place, they just kept putting him in more conservative areas throughout the 1990s. And then he ended up picking up Central Illinois and a labor area with Decatur in the 2000s. But it was constituent service made him very popular among people of all political stripes, that their office was very effective in that. He also paid a lot of attention to veterans issues. He was a veteran, but the veterans issue he paid attention to quite a bit. And not necessarily achieving results, but certainly putting a spotlight on it, was Agent Orange and Vietnam veterans. But I was always struck by just how liberal. He was probably one of the most liberal congressmen in the United States, yet he was able to fare well regardless of where he ended. I mean, his first two challengers, he took a seat that was occupied by a moderate Tom Railsback, who got knocked off in a primary back in 82 by Ken McMillan, a former state senator. McMillan challenged him twice. By the way, McMillan's brother's on the U of I Board of Trustees now. But there was a close election that first time out. And then they had shifted his district to include Quincy, a much conservative area. So you're talking a big stretch. And they brought a popular TV anchor, Mark Baker, and they ran him three times to varying degrees of success. 6,000 votes separated him in the 98 race. And then in the 2000s, they were able to throw in Decatur to have more of a working class district.
And that district, when we go back and look at that district, one of the most gerrymandered, people will always say, yeah, because it took in just a little swath of Springfield. And
like a block.
A block, I mean, or two. I mean, really thin line to get over to Decatur just, yeah, to keep it in Democratic hands. I also remember, and I didn't cover him the way you did, I do remember covering him near the end of his career, and Parkinson's was starting to, manifest more in him, and he was having a lot more trouble speaking, getting around, things like that. He still served in Congress during part of that time when he was going through some of these health challenges.
He did, and I recall even seeing him at a political convention in L.A., the Democratic National Convention, and I was near him at a payphone, and he was having a difficult time using a payphone.
And he's been in a nursing home, I believe.
He's been in assisted living. I talked to somebody recently who had gone up to say goodbye to him, and he couldn't speak. He was curled up in a blanket. When they conversed, Lane could still listen and cried during their conversation. But it was always interesting. You had this liberal vote right there, and then over in Peoria, where his district almost went at some points, you had Bob Michael, the Republican leader, and Bob Michael would just come to those Republican events and say, Lane Evans guts every vote I make. And so they did not have a warm relationship. And he was one of those, really a New Deal Democrat. And one observer who talked to me felt that one of probably his biggest strengths was is he didn't look at the political wins. He voted that way.